You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Visit with the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss. Mike, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. We knew this was coming. It was no surprise. Became official today. And just get your opinion on with Kellen Moore. And the one thing I've heard over and over again about, can he be the leader in the big room? I think he's been a quarterback. He's done that all his life. I don't think that's going to be the issue that is going to make or break him. Now, he needs to retool his roster. They need help at basically every position across the board from either a starter or a depth standpoint. But to me, it won't be about his leadership as a head coach.
No, I definitely agree. Almost built for this, right? His dad was a coach. He's been around this whole coaching profession his entire life from Placer, Washington, not too far from Mickey, about 5 hours from Mickey Loomis. But I agree, even though he's young, be 36 when camp begins, I do not think the leadership will be an issue because he's a quarterback and he's been a coordinator for 6 years and three different teams, which to me speaks a lot. So I agree. Hopefully this is one of those good things come to those who are patient. And even though the Saints may have been the last team to fill their head coaching vacancy in a couple of years, that will mean nothing. And he has a lot of work to do. And with staff and players and cap. I'm excited.
One of the things last week, we had Kelsey Nicole Nelson on, who covers the D.C. scene and covers the Commanders, also the Ravens. And she was like, Mike, remember last year, who's the last coach hired? Dan Quinn. She said the only problem is, and she got a lot of family here in the Louisiana, Mississippi area, even though she grew up in Maryland. She said, but y'all don't have Jaden Daniels. We do. And y'all ain't getting him anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it is kind of what it is. You inherit what you inherit, and most of the coaching staff is gone. So this will be, a very stern test as he kind of takes over. But if you kind of look at his, just kind of I've been going through his kind of his OC, his teams, and kind of how they rank offense and where they do running the football and passing the football. And to me, what just the ability and how well they've been able to run the football wherever he's been. So he's been an offensive coordinator for 6 years and, in the top 10 as far as rushing yards, four times, top 10 as far as attempts, three times, top 10 as far as TDs, three times. And so that's out of 6 years, that's four, more than half the time he's been in the top 10. And that's good to see. Now, I don't think I've ever seen it as unbalanced as I have with a Super Bowl winning team, with pass to run being 32nd and first run versus the pass. But hey, when you got what you got, you got what you got, right? We're not going to pass just to be equal. And so I'm interested to see, because it's a fine line. and you and I have talked about this, and Charlie knows this as well, the ability to run and stop the run is the whole game.
Yep.
When you look at Philadelphia's yards per attempt running the football, they're 4.9, all right? So that's fifth in the NFL. Now, the Saints are 4.4, and you're like, well, gosh, 0.5, you know, half of a yard can't be that big of a difference. Guess what? Saints are 14th running the football. It is a big difference, and it's that kind of, and we got Saquon Barkley, but we got some tools, but running the football and stopping the run will be unequivocally, I'm assuming, the first 10 words out of his mouth on Thursday.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with you, Mike. Here's my thing. If we could get the trade-off of not only getting him, but their offensive and defensive lines, I'd call that a deal. Because, it does go to show you that winning up front in the trenches still matters. People, receivers and tight ends, and that's all great and fine to have, and you need a quarterback. Now, I think that's first and foremost. But that's an area where you could see on this team especially, they've got some holes there that they need a rebuild. Defensive line, you got a couple players there, certainly with Carl Granderson and Brian Brisset. But, you know, every system is hybrid. People talk about, well, Brandon Staley likes to run a 3-4. No, everything is sort of a hybrid look today. It might look like a 3-4, but they got a fourth guy out there to rush, standing up to rush a quarterback. To me, this is all about personnel. Can you retool this roster to win up front? I think that is going to be the biggest task for Kellen Moore.
And I think you have to look at it in a period of time. If you look at the 25 cap situation, 52, whatever it is, but how much better it gets in 26 than in 27, you start playing a little more with an equal deck, right? I mean, you're going to have to address some concerns. And everybody says defensive end. To me, if you look at Philly, where was Philly the best on
defensive tackle?
Defensive tackles, baby. and you didn't have to blitz, right? We talked about that last week before the game. They would be able to put pressure on Mahomes with their four, and they did. And so, man, I know that the cry is defensive end, but man, you got to get some big boys in the middle to stop that run.
Yeah, I mean, winning in the trenches is gigantic, and Kellen Moore, Mike, the thing that kept popping up at Radio Row this week, every time we talked with Philadelphia Eagles people and asked their thoughts about Moore, was his ability to go from what he was viewed for as like a passing game coordinator. Like Dak Prescott, they're airing it out, CeeDee Lamb, they're putting up big numbers in the passing game, to then going to Philadelphia, and as I mentioned, winning in the trenches. Philadelphia had the best offensive line in football. I think Detroit's the only one that could put up an argument for that. And Saquon Barkley, offensive player of the year, goes for over 2,000 rushing yards. And the kind of conversation shifted that he plays to the strength of his players, right? Like, he coaches to the strength of his players. So I thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, that's one of the main strengths of Kellen Moore as a coach, and seeing him kind of change his philosophy from being such a pass-happy guy with Dallas. Now, the Chargers was a little bit different because Justin Herbert was hurt that year, and I know they weren't that great. It's probably his worst year as an offensive coordinator by the numbers, but there's other circumstances there. To then going to Philadelphia, you have that offensive line in front of you. You have Saquon Barkley. You have the best rushing attack in the NFL. And just kind of the shift that Kellen Moore had. I think that was very impressive.
Mike, the other thing, about it is, and if you're a quarterback, who's your best friend? The running game. Man, I ain't got to card all that on my
you're
back.
You're going to take tight end.
Good gracious.
And an offensive line, too.
And so that, to me, I think Kellen Moore understands that when he was a quarterback, it doesn't matter at what level, man, if you don't have a running game to balance the passing, doesn't matter who you have at wide receiver. You got to be able to run the football and control the clock. But I agree with you that 1-32 is a – because I don't know if there's another Super Bowl team that was like that.
Right, that unbalanced, on both sides of the football. And I think Charlie's right. I think when you hear this a lot when there's a new coach, and that is, hey, the system fits the talent. It's not the other way around. And I think that's the way he goes into it. And he wants to be a physical football team and play with tempo and push the tempo. That will stress the defense. Agree wholeheartedly. The key to that is, man, it's another new system, right? And so the ability for those guys to play fast is to now know the system. And maybe that's simplicity, whatever it is, but if they have to think that millisecond, it's too much. And so I agree. It's the system has to fit the talent that you have, but man, they've got to know it so well, because if you can't play fast in this league, you're half a beat off, and a half a beat is a half a yard, and you ain't making the first down.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, and it's the start of something new. I think for fans, they're excited about it. For most of them are. I think they realize this is not going to be a quick fix here. It's going to take a little while, but I see a little bit of pep in the step from Saints fans today.
I agree. I appreciate it. And let me just say this. Stop having new eras? We've had post-Drew, post-Sean, Dennis, Rizzi, Moore, Derek Carr. Enough new eras. Let's have some stability, baby.
You know what we should have? Winning eras. That's what I want. I want winning eras.
With you. Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
You bet.